It is the centre of 101 little channels. From each one of them come 100 channels more. 72,000 smaller channels branch from each one of these. In all these millions of little channels move the power of Vayana. Rising by one of them, the living power of Udana leads to the heaven of purity by good actions, to the hell of evil by evil actions, and if by both again, to this land of man. The sun is prana, the life of this universe, and he rises giving joy to the life in human eyes. The divinity of the earth rules the lower regions of apana. Between the sun and the earth, there is space or samana. Air is vayana. Fire is udana. When that fire of life is gone, senses are absorbed in mind, and man comes to life again. His last thoughts lead him to prana, and accompanied by the living fire of udana, and led by Atman, the spirit himself, he goes to the regions deserved and desired in imagination. He who thus knows the meaning of life, his offspring never dies and attains life everlasting. There is a verse that says, "He who knows the rising of life and how it comes to the body, how it abides there in its fivefold division, and knows its relation to the inner spirit, enjoys eternal life, in truth enjoys eternal life." Fourth question. Then Sauyayani Gagya asked, "Master, how many powers sleep in man and how many remain awake? Who is that spirit that beholds the wonder of dreams? Who enjoys the mystery of sleep with no dreams? Who is that spirit on whom all the others find rest?" The sage replied, "As when, before darkness falls, the rays of the setting sun seem all to become one in its circle of light, though at the hour of sunrise they spread out again, even so all the powers of the senses become one in the higher power of the mind. Then a person does not see, hear, smell, taste, or touch, does not speak, receive or give, move, or enjoy joys of love. Then people say he sleeps. But in the city of the body the fires of life are burning, they sleep not. Apana is like the sacred home fire forever kept burning from father to son. Vayana is like the fire of the south for offerings to the ancestors. Prana is like the fire of the east, lit up by the home fire. Samana is the Hotri priest, evenly distributing the two offerings of expiration and inspiration. The mind is the performer of the sacrifice, and Udana is its fruit, since every day it takes the mind in sleep to Brahman, the Almighty. And in dreams the mind beholds its own immensity. What has been seen is seen again, and what has been heard is heard again. What has been felt in different places of faraway regions returns to the mind again. Seen and unseen, heard and unheard, felt and not felt, the mind sees all, since the mind is all. But when the mind is overcome by its own radiance, then dreams are no longer seen. Joy and peace come to the body. Even as birds, O beloved, return to their tree for rest, thus all things find their rest in Atman, the Supreme Spirit. All things find their final peace in their inmost self, the Spirit. Earth, water, fire, air, space, and their invisible elements, sight, hearing, smell, taste, touch, and their various fields of sense, voice, hands, and all powers of action, mind, reason, the sense of eye,